I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And for more, let's join Simon Marks in Washington. Simon, well, the data from this test could be seen as a win-win for both parties in that the U.S. could have another vaccine candidate, and AstraZeneca has a result showing that it is safe for use. So when do you think the U.S. will add the jab to its vaccine rollout?
Well, that's definitely on the cards now, because this is a massive study of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine that's been conducted in three separate countries, the United States, Chile and Peru. 88 separate sites were involved in this, more than 32,000 participants. And the numbers clearly demonstrate that the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine is not only safe but effective, as we were hearing there, which clears the way for AstraZeneca to apply to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration here in Washington, D.C., for the jab to receive emergency authorization for use in America. It would, were it to be granted that authorization, become the fourth vaccine available to Americans, alongside, of course, those from Pfizer-BioNTech, Moderna, and the single-shot J&J vaccine, the most recent one to be approved for use here. It's possible that there will be several weeks of bureaucracy for AstraZeneca to go through. Some medical analysts here believe that it could be May before that emergency authorization is granted, but it is expected on the basis of these trial numbers to be granted. And that's also very good news for Oxford-AstraZeneca as they continue to push back against skepticism about their particular jab within the European Union, with several European countries having suspended use of the vaccine over fears that it was linked to blood clots, fears that this study suggests are utterly unfounded. So this will put more impetus behind attempts by AstraZeneca to get the vaccine back into the arms of Europeans in those countries that have suspended its use.
And Simon, separately, we've seen those spring break parties in Miami Beach. Authorities have now extended a curfew. So are people starting to act like the pandemic is nearly over because of the vaccine rollout, or is it just, you know, general restriction fatigue?
Yeah, I mean, I think to some extent, there's no question that people all over the United States, especially those interestingly, who have already been vaccinated, are breathing a sigh of relief and failing to adhere to social distancing guidelines and face mask wearing. But look, spring break this year, as it was last year, is absolutely guaranteed to be a super spreader event. That is clearly what public health officials have warned over the last few weeks, as they did 12 months ago. And once again, we're seeing large crowds of young people descending on places like Miami Beach and several other resorts in the United States and Mexico to enjoy the rite of passage that is the annual spring break holiday. The problem is they are congregating in large numbers, not engaged in safe distancing, not in very large measure wearing face masks, and they're all eventually going to go home and run the risk of taking COVID-19 and new variants of COVID-19 potentially back to their hometowns across the United States. So a state of emergency and a curfew imposed in Miami Beach, there may be similar measures taken in other jurisdictions in the days ahead.
All right, thanks for that. Simon Marks speaking to us from Washington, D.C.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.